A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen in recent days numbers rising up, with the Ministry of Health telling us that at the moment they are now 4,990 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe, with 128 deaths.
So now indications are that they are roughly about 1,927 recoveries in Zimbabwe. And when we look at worldwide figures, there are almost 21 million people that have contracted COVID-19. And then out of these, out of this number, 760,213 have actually died. And in USA, according to Johns Hopkins University, more than 5.3 million people have contracted COVID-19, and 107,253 have actually died. We see that cases are going up in America and in Zimbabwe and other parts of the world. And we know that in China, there are two cities where they've detected COVID-19 in some materials that we actually shipped into that country from Brazil and Ecuador. This includes some chicken stuff and some shrimps. So, which means that there are assumptions that the COVID-19 virus can actually stay on even plastic material for long, long periods. So, okay, so we're going to have a little bit of a question. Yes, we're going to have a question about COVID-19. Lokunye okuhluphayo kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi khona manje nxa sikhangela siyabona ukuthi abantu abafika phose 5,000 kwele Zimbabwe sebebanjwe COVID-19. Bese kusithi abafika phose 2,000 sebasila ukuthi ke njalo abanye sebalahlekelwa impilo zabo bafika 128. Nxa sikhangela ke lokho ke kwethulwa luhlangothi lwezempilakahle. Nxa sikhangela ke emhlabeni wonke jikelele sokufika phose abantu 21 million. Asebehlaselwe COVID-19. Kuze kusithi ke phakathi kwenani lelo kulabantu abafika 760,000 asebebhubhile. Kuzokuthi ke eMelika sokulabantu ke abafika 5.3 million asebebanjwe COVID-19. Kuthi ke njalo khonapho nxa sikhangele kulaba idlula 167,000 asebebhubhile. So iCOVID-19 ingani iyatshasa kulokuzwayo. So nxa sikhangela sibili kungani emhlabeni wonke jikelele iCOVID-19 marvelous kungani idluphele.
Ayi wakho nawo bachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tokuchingamidzai pano pa Live Talk apo tiri kutepfenyura tiri kumba pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iro ratekeshera pasi rose tisanganisira munyika yeZimbabwe. Pari zvino gurukota rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 4,990 takuda kutosvika pa 5,000 vanhu vabatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19. Uyezve pane vanhu 128 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya akubva kuchirwere ichi. Asi pane nhaurwa dzitsvakare dzakanaka dziri kubuda dzichiti idzo pane vanhu vakabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 vakawanikwa vachiri kunda. Vanhu ava vanosvika ivo 1,927 pari zvino. Tinoona zvakare gurukota irori bazi rezveutano vari kutaura ivo kuti nezuro pakawanikwa ipo pane 97 new cases, uyezve nevanhu 6 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya nezuro. Vachiti ivo vanhu vakabatwa neCOVID-19 vanosvika 97 akange ari malocal cases avanoti ivo akabva mucommunity spread kuti haana kubva nevanhu vaibva kunze kwenyika. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa panguva ino. Zvakare vari kutaura kuti 8 active cases ati dzikirei pari zvino pane vanhu 2,935 vawanikwa ivo vari kurarama nedenda irori reCOVID-19. Asi tombotarisa zviri kuitika pasi rose, tinoona John Hopkins University iri muno muAmerica inozivisa kuti pane vanhu 20 million vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 pasi rose, avanoti ivo maglobal figures, uyezve 755,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. MuAmerica matiri imo muno pari zvino mune vanhu 9.2 million vabatwa neCOVID-19, 167,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Imo muno mu Washington DC mandiri kutete nyurandiri. Mune vanu 13,000 wawani kwa wachibatwa ni denda ile COVID-19. 594 wakawani kwa iwo vachishaya. Saka tange tripezea izvozvi uye zvetizeya pamusoro pezviri kubuda panyaya dzezve matongerwo enyika. Apo nasi taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachidzinga vaFortune chasi. Titange tukuzeya nyaya iyoyi titarisa zvakare zvabuda kumatare. Apo taona Hope Chingono mutori wenhau achinzi adzoke zvakare kudare vhiki rinouya nemusi wechipiri. Kuti anzwe kuti chikumbiro chake chekuti atongwe achibva kumba chichange chitambirwa here Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke zvirukanda basiyabona kuti ke kule ndaba esimangalisayo ekade zikona lamhlanje. So when we woke up this morning, you know, marvelous, we got the news that Fortune Chasi, who was the energy minister, had been sacked by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. So now reports indicate that he is linked to certain activities in the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority and others. These are still allegations. And we know that apparently about 2 weeks ago, he sacked the board members of the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority. And his target was mainly Mr. Sitin Gata, who was the ZESA board chairperson. He was actually an executive chairperson, a post that was created by the Mnangagwa government. So now it seems as if Chasi immediately called for investigations and put the matter before the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. And they appealed to them to actually investigate the matter thoroughly. So Mr. Sidney Gata is linked to some 5 vehicles that he was actually allegedly possessing while they belonged to ZESA. And then there was a gold mine, you know, in South Africa where some people were sent down there, according to, you know, the Herald newspaper. They were sent to actually sign certain documents for a gold mine trust. And then there are claims that there is some $10 million, which cannot be accounted for. It appears as if that money was actually used for a Christmas party. So this, according to the Herald newspaper as well. So now we know that Chasi has been replaced by Sota Zemo, who is the Mzaravani North Member of Parliament. So Zulukanda Baiko is Bona Kuramanje, Utum Nuzana, U Chasi, Fortune Chasu Gate Pete, Ukacha Ulubona, Nezumli Luga Ketsi, who said Kochue, Umangameli, Emerson Mnangagwa. Ukwanage, Abati Ngabe Wawenza, Kotwage Singers Uti Utuleganganan. Swanege Ipepandaba Le Herald, Libiga Utige, Ukanyage Uti Umzana, Uchasi, Wakocha Umsevenzi, kumbukumisa kancane okuzesa board na umgcini sihlalo uSidney Gata owethisa amacala amaningi. So le Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission isingenele kudaba lolo. So iyaluphenya silokumangalisayo kule mali efika 10 million ukuthi ayibonakali ukuthi iyasebenzani. Khanye imali le yasetshenziswa ke ukuthi kube le Christmas party. Kuzobuya ke i-gold mine trust kule South Africa ungani kuyahlupahlupha. Kuzobuya njalo le moto ezinhlanu okuthiwa ke zathathwa nguSidney Gata. So ke sokubuya ke khona kukaChasi sizezwa ngokuya kwesikhathi. Xa sikhangela kugatsha lwezokulima uMnangagwa usecele udokotela Ensias Masuka ukuthi abe umphathintambo uthatha isikhundla sikaParents Shield. Kunjalo ke mavelasi.
Aiwa, tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zvatamuka tichiona pamadande mutande sekutaura kwandamboita. Tamuka tichinzwa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vawanikwa ivo vachigadza wavari kuti iye vachatora basa rava Parents Shiri vakati siya munguva yapfuura. Vari kuti ivo pachange pana Dr. Anxious Jongwe Masuka vachange vari kutora basa irori rekuva ivo gurukota rezve yatingati Lands Agriculture Water and Rural Resettlements gurukota rezve vhu. Asi tichitarisa zvakare kuti nyaya yanyanyonetsa padare mutande yatamuka zvakare tichiona taona zvakare tichinzwa kuti vaFortune Chasi avo vanga vari ivo gurukota rezve mhando yemoto vawanikwawo moto wavo uchidzimurwa musi wanhasi vamuka ivo vachiudzwa kuti basa rapera vamiswa basa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Tichiona zvakare kuti pawanikwa ipo pachigadzwa vamwe vawanikwa vachinzi vatora basa iro riregei tibva takupai vari kunzi hanzi Honorable Soda Honorable Soda Jemu, Member of Parliament of Muzarabani North, ndova nzivo, ndova kupuwa basa. Rangaraka batwa ivo na vachasi, vachasi wa vawanzi aiwa parijino. Vamlangagwa vataura ivo mumazwi avo kuti maitiro avo avachasi. Acha kodziri kuti varambe vari gurukota rehurumende saka ndo zvanga zviri kutaurwa saka tichange tiri kuongorora kuti zvii chaizvo zvanga zviri kuitwa navachasi zvazoita kuti vamunangagwa vawanikwe ivo vachidzimura moto wavo muzuva ranhasi saka zvizhinji zvatichange tiri kuzaipo pano tichitarisa zvakare zvabuda mudare nhasi apo Hopo Chimono anzi iye awanikwe achidzoka asvondo rinouya kuti anzwe kuti chikumbiro chake chekuti abhadhare mari yechibatiso tichatorwa here tichatambirwa here tichiona kuti nhasi mudare umo maudzwa imo kuti mutongi wedare vanga vasina masaisai kana kuti intaneti yekuti vaverenge zviri padande mutande ramai Beatrice Mutetwa kuti mai Beatrice Mutetwa vakanyorei paFacebook zvavari kunzi ivo nedare zvinogona kuti zvizokanganisa nyaya yaHopo Chimono saka nyaya idzi dziri kuitika panguva ino tiri kutarisa zvakare kuti hurumende yazivisa nhasi uno kuti kanzuru yeHarare yapiwa mukana wekuti ibhadharise vanhu zvinhu zvakadai semitero nemari yekunze yemaus dollars uye zvekuti avo vanenge vasina maus dollars vari kunzi ivo ngavazowanikwa vachiwanikwa vachibhadhara mari yemarates vachishandisa rate iripo pamusiwoyo paauction market gibs
Yeah, so as we are speaking right now, Marvelous, there is a video about this Hopewell Chimono case. So let's listen to what the lawyers are saying about this issue concerning Beatrice Mtetwa. Let's just listen carefully.
Good afternoon. Just to give you an update on what happened today, we were supposed to have the bail hearing in camera, but it didn't proceed. There was an application by the prosecutors where they want to remove the lead counsel from the case. Based on comments that they are saying were posted on a page Beatrice Mtetwa and the rule of law. So that case is still ongoing, the application is still ongoing, and we'll only be able to know the outcome of that application, possibly tomorrow, if it's finalized tomorrow. So until that application is there, the bail application will not be proceeding. Thank you.
But what do you make of that application in the midst of your case?
Unfortunately, we will not be able to comment much because the case is still ongoing, sub judice. But just to reiterate that the Constitution says that any person who is accused of committing any crime has a right to legal representation of their own choice.
And that case belongs to Justice Mtetwa?
Is the media, I think you can also do your own investigations on that.
I am able to say I am not complaining.
So that's exactly what the lawyers are saying here, Marvelous. They're saying that this case is still sub judice, so they don't say a lot about what is going on. But the bottom line is that, you know, they're accusing Ms. Mtetwa of allegedly posting certain issues concerning the case involving Chimono. So, but she's saying, no, that's not true. She's just being targeted. And before maybe we go deep into that, let's bring in Letuin Sbanda. I think she's got something to say about this case. So, Letuin, how are you doing?
I'm Pila Linjani, Baba.
Yes, I want to look at the case and I lay
in the Gavi. So, which would taste Mapa, Wula Malungi, Logutumun Dumele, Veze, Util, there is something wrong going on. Ungavelu Veze, Loco, Yoblawa, Yobochwa, I, Kubushum, with the Galagwera git. Hayi kumele upresident la abe lozwelo labantu bakhe maye ngupresident wabantu akabe lozwelo labantu bakhe abe ngumuntu wabantu
kwenzakala kolo
ah kwehlula kwelakithi
kapetangana ma
eh angazi baba
yeah posela kugcina kona
angisazi ukuthi mina kwele Zimbabwe kumele kwenzwe kanjani nanku lamanye amazwe kafuna ukusisiza. So kumele maybe thina izizwe zeZimbabwe siphakame sifuna ukuthi singenzani kodwa yeshi kunzima lapha.
Ye siyabakhulukele Twin ungathela kusasa papai. Ye lo-ke le Twin Spanda ungena khonapha kuhlelo siyabonga okonye okwamagama. So what Le Twin was saying is that the situation is tough in Zimbabwe. So she doesn't know what Zimbabweans are supposed to do. So I think she's going to hang around and then we'll be talking to her as time goes on. And then on another matter, you know, there are some four Zimbabweans who actually died in South Africa. We're talking about Simukai Ngwenya, Kubulani Chuma, Takanowa Chuma, and Jealous Muleyangobe. So this guy is come from Mandimoni in Pinga. So they were actually drinking some, you know, some beer. You know, in South Africa, these days it's difficult to buy beer.
They making an illicit brew? What happened?
No, it's not certain what they were actually drinking, but somebody bought some beer for them, and the four of them actually died. So now the difficulty is that the family is facing right now is taking the bodies from South Africa to Zimbabwe so that they can be laid to rest. So we've got a relative of the deceased who's going to tell us a bit about what is going on. So let's listen to what she's saying about the matter. Because she says they can't afford to send the bodies home. Here she goes.
Salibonani Masabe Zulu, igama lami ngiTake Show and Love. Engikhulumela laba abashonileyo abeBhinga, uSumkai Ngwenya, loKhumbulani Chuma, loTakoniwa Chuma, loJealous Ncube Mleya, abeBhinga eChisawu anda uSinamagonde Chief. Bachone kabuhlungu kakhulu abafowethu sidabukile sikhonapha. UKhumbulani Chuma loSumkai Ngwenya abafikanga esibhedlela, bachona vele bengakafiki esibhedlela. Bathenga utshwala emuntwini owayehamba edayisa utshwala laye ngweBhinga. Ngeke simkhulume ngegama ngoba ubalekile vele asimazi lokuthi ukuphi. Wabuya ebadayisela utshwala lobu. Esithi madoda utshwala buchiphile, njengabantu utshwala buvaliwe, abantu into idlayo ungazwa kuthiwa nansi sikhona ngeke uzuyekele. Bathenga utshwala lobuyana baqala ugula ngabo 3. Abantu babezitshela ukuthi abafana laba banjani badakiwe, kanti abafana labana sokuyikugula. Bathi sebe-realize abantu sebebona ukuthi abantu laba sekuyikugula akusase yikudakwa. Babiza i-ambulance yaphuza ukufika. Sasesidinga i-meter taxi. I-meter taxi leyana yathwalela izidumbu. Yathwalela abantu laba esibhedlela. Abazange bayafika besaphila, basebeshonile esibhedlela. Laba abanye uJealous Mleya loTakoniwa Chuma bachonela esibhedlela. Benjalo kulabanye abaphuza utshwala lobuyana. So esikucelayo manje lusizo olwemali ukuthi izidumbu zethu ziye ekhaya, ngoba abantu laba batshonele eGoli, bona basuka eZimbabwe ekhaya. Isisicelo sethu esisicelayo kakhulu ukuthi ongabe elokuphathisa sile account number esilayo umuntu angafaka kuyo imali ukuze abantu abashonileyo behambe ekhaya. Sile viki lonke sidinga singalali, zama ukuhlanganisa akuhlangani ukuthi abafi baye ekhaya. Siyacela kakhulu benjalo abafi bona labo bebelabantwana khona lapha eGoli. Manje ayi kunzima kakhulu, yi-lockdown. Akulo ukuthi singayenza njani, abanye abasebenzi. So yikho sesicela ke uZulu ukuthi ngabe kungaba khona ongaba lesandla eside asifakele khona imali, i-account silayo. Ma kukhona abalokufuna ukuphathisa bengafonela inamba khona.
kona number esifonela kuyo kumanelani pas dabukile kakhulu singumdeni singalo sididekile imali zakhona azikho ama society sasijoinile ngenxa yo lockdown imisebenzi yaphela akula zimali ezikhona ukuthi abantu bakhiphe izimali lezi ezama society sikhiphile kusishotele lapho esishotele khona ukuze abafi laba bahambe ekhaya bayefika ekhaya
siyakhala siyakhala kakhulu
khona fasazi.
So that's the relative of the deceased. So she's appealing for help, you know, in whatever way, because they're saying that they don't have money to actually ferry these bodies back home. So she actually mentioned the names of the people that are affected and they belong to the Chuma family. So it appears as if it is the crisis that is facing this family. So they are appealing for help, marvelous for people to actually access them. So over to you.
Aiwa putanga tiri kunzwa kubva kumhuri yekwachuma vari kukumbira iro rubatsiro rwekuti vaendese hama dzavo kumhosha dziri kunzidzo dzakashaikira kuSouth Africa. Saka ndozvimwe zvatiri kukurukura ipo pano asi nhau huru yatiinayo inyaya yeCOVID-19 kuti kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei panyaya iyo yedenda reCOVID-19. Tikarisa zvakare zvatamuka tichiona yatingati breaking news yatamuka tichiona muzuva ranhasi apo taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachidzinga ivo vaFortune Chasi vanova ivo gurukota rezvemoto kana kuti ndo zvakare vanowanikwa ivo vari mugurukota rinotungamira bazi rezesa. Tichitarisa kuti nyaya yemagetsi yanga iri kunetsa munyika asi tida kunzwawo kuti nhasi mukutaura kwedu zvii zvinoreva kudzingwa kwavachasi pabasa iri. Vanga vari kugona basa here zvii zvamuno zvatingaone zvichitaurwa nenyanzvi kuti zvaitika kuti tizoona vachasi vachimiswa basa Gibbs.
Yeah, marvelous. I spoke to Lindiwe Zulu, who is the International Relations Committee Chairperson of the African National Congress, about what is going on in Zimbabwe. And she maintains that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe. But at the same time, the Zimbabwean government is saying there's no crisis because Zimbabwe is not on the SADC agenda, is not on the African Union agenda, and therefore there is absolutely no crisis. So now, while I was talking to her, she actually indicated that, of course, there are some ministers who have actually said certain bad things about her, that is Zimbabwean ministers and some ZANU-PF officials. But her concern is that there should be some kind of stability in Zimbabwe. She says Zimbabwe is unstable. So let's listen to the interview that I did with her.
Abantu abadala ukuthi baye eZimbabwe bawuhlangana nabantu abadala andesethemba ukuthi sihlangane kwabo nokuphuma kwabo kuzosisiza nasifuna ukuya khona ukuthi kusikhathi isikhathi esizakanani akuyona into esiphumayo right now. Into esiphumayo right now ukuthi njengabantu abangama-neighbor kumgoka ukuthi sihlale sikhulumisana sibonisane sibonisana ukuthi okay ngoba ama-neighbor futhi sine-impact kuyo yonke i-region yethu. Yini into esingayenza ukuze silungise la sibona khona ukuthi akuhambi kahle niyabona.
Kodwa kuyalungiseka yini Mazulu?
Ayikho into egiza ukuthi sithathe isikhathi esingakanani ngenye indaba. Kodwa ayikho into egiza ukuthi abantu bavume ukuthi bazesilungisa nje. Njengoba sengisho nje, uPresident Cyril Ramaphosa on the government side uthumele i-delegation yakhe izobuya i-delegation yakhe in brief athathe from there ukuthi wenzenjani. Ngeke sithi sabantu bala i-Africa sesitelwa abanye abantu ngaphandle ukuthi akunjilunga or kuzozima. Kudicida thina ukuthi sizofuneka zilunge ngoba we are Africans, siyazwana, siyazana.
So that is exactly what Lindiwe is saying here. She's saying, you know, Africans have got a solution to their problems.
African
so in this
solutions.
Case, yes, so in this case, the ANC is going to help, you know, ZANU-PF in coming out with a very good solution. So over to you.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna muzvare Lindiwe Zulu varivo vari kuSouth Africa veANC vachitaura ivo kuti vanoona kunge pane zvinetswa asi vachange vachitivo ANC ichashanda neZANU-PF kuti vawanikwe vachibuda nechisungo chimwe chete. Kunyange ndandiri kuedza hangu Gibbs, I was trying to listen to Andebele. So I hope that I actually translated correctly from what she said. But, you know, very interesting take there from Lindi Wesul. We know that she also had issues with the former president, the late president Mugabe. Remember when she, you know, she got actually mentioned by the late president Robert Mugabe earlier on before he, you know, he passed away, because she had a big role to play in the Zimbabwean situation and was really hands on at that time. Over to you.
Yes, so we know that there's a SADC summit on Monday, and indications are that you know, Zimbabwe is not on the agenda. According to the Minister of Information, that is Mrs. Monica Mchangwa, Zimbabwe is a country that is not facing any political problems. So she's saying these problems that are being mentioned are things that are being created by some political malcontents, as they put it.
Yes.
So now even the president himself, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, is saying that these people are dissidents. So, but people are saying no. They are trying to make sure that there's democracy in Zimbabwe, but things are going the wrong way. So now we hope our guests are going to join us shortly so that we can discuss what is happening in Zimbabwe with them. So now let's try to call one of our guests who's actually listening to talk to us right now and see whether we can actually proceed with the nature of the discussion that we have. So it appears as if the guest is not yet ready. We'll wait for him to come aboard, and then we talk to him. Over to you, Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tanga tukuona tukunzwa kuti parizvino pane maboka akadai seSADC. Ari kutaura ivo kuti pane mameeting achanga ari kuitwa munguva dzinotevera. Asi takaona iro vhiki rino amai Monica Mchangwa vachitaura kuti hapana problem kana kuti hapana manetswa ari muZimbabwe, zvekuti Zimbabwe haisombori paagenda rezvichakurukurwa kumusangano iwoyo weSADC. Tichiona zvakare mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachitaurawo kuti muZimbabwe hamuna kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, vachitotaura ivo kuti pane vanhu vari kushanda nevanhu vekunze panyaya dzekudaidzira kuti pave nezvirango zvakatenderwa nyika, uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti pane vanhu vari kutoshanda vachiita sevanhu vanopurukidza mwero panyaya dzeZimbabwe, vachiti izvi ndo zviri kushungurudza panguva ino sekuona kwavo. Asi tichiona varwi vekodzero dzekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu vachiti ivo pane zvakawanda zviri kuitika munyika zvinofanira kugadziriswa, uye vanga vakatarisira kuti nhuma dzakauya munyika dzakabva kuSouth Africa munguva yapfuura, idzo dzakasangana nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa, kuti dzaizokwanisawo zvakare kunge dzichisangana nemamwe mapato anopikisa nemamwe atingati maorganization akazvimirira, ma-non-profit organization akazvimirira, kuti nyaya iyi izeyewe kuti pane kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu here kana kuti kwete. Asi hurumende iri kuti iyo hapana kodzero dzevanhu dziri kutyorwa pari zvino, uyezve nyaya iyi haisi kuzoturwa kana kuti kuzeyewa kuSADC summit inenge ichiitwa munguva inotevera. Gibbs.
Yes, so we've got another tape where Lindi Wesulu talking in English. Let's listen to what she's saying about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
The president is the one that will receive the report back from the envoys, because terms of reference are given by the president himself, as he is the president of the country. Remember, he is the president of both the ANC and the country. And from where we sit as an intersectoral relations subcommittee, the president will do what the president thinks is necessary for him to do from a government point of view.
Thank you very much. So we still remember that you once one of the people who went to Zimbabwe when then President Robert Mugabe was presiding over Zimbabwe, and there was a political crisis then, and now it seems as if there's also a political crisis in Zimbabwe. So as ANC, what is your view of the situation in Zimbabwe?
We've already said from an ANC point of view that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe that needs us from a party political angle, as the party liberation movement, ANC, plus ZANU-PF liberation movement. It's important for us to engage with each other and go back to what has been happening in the past and how we got to where we are right now. And then be honest and be frank about What is it that we need to do to help the situation? Zimbabwe is our neighbor. We cannot close our ears and eyes to that. But what we think needs to be done is for both parties to be frank with each other about what is happening in Zimbabwe, and we take it from there.
So do you think that there's a solution in sight to what is happening?
Absolutely. There can never be a situation without a solution. It might be just the time, how long it takes for us to deal with it. This is Africa. We've always said as an ANC that as Africans, we must find solutions to African problems. And as a political party, it's our responsibility to continuously engage until we are comfortable with the situation there and feel that, you know, we are proud of what is happening, we are comfortable with what is happening. So engagement is almost synonymous with us as South Africa. We've been there, we've gone through that. Where we are today because we engage until we go to where we are. Same thing will happen with Zimbabwe. From a party political angle, we will engage, but at the same time, as we said so, we will respect the other processes of engagement by President Cyril Ramaphosa. He sent envoys there. The envoys will come back and report to him. We will leave that to the president to deal with when the envoy gives him a report.
In your view, were the envoys supposed to engage some other stakeholders and not President Emmerson Mnangagwa?
I cannot be the one talking about that because the envoys had a brief with the president and the envoys have to come back and brief the president. So I don't want to get into that space because we, as an ANC and chairperson of the ANC International Relations, we respect the process that the president has started and are glad to meet with it there. So that the president is given the chance and the opportunity. But also on the other hand, also Zimbabwe and the president of Zimbabwe must be given that respect between the two of them as president of two countries. I'm sure they will engage with each other and help us through to the next level.
So that is Ms. Lindiwe Zulu. She occupies the position of chairperson of the ANC International Relations Committee. She was talking to Studio 7 there, Marvelous. So basically what akukhulumayo lapha ukuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lo uMongameli Cyril Ramaphosa kumele bazilungiselele ukuthi balungise udaba lweZimbabwe. Ungangena khonapha uRecess Lobaba weZANU PF Wellington Moyo kuti kuqhubeka kwana Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna muzvare Lindiwe Zulu vachitaura ivo kuti ivo sebato reANC vachawanikwa vachikurukura nebato reZANU PF, asi vari kutaura ivo kuti vanoona kuti kuZimbabwe zvechokwadi pari zvino hakuna kumira zvakanaka, asi zvinhu zvinogona kukurukurwa pakati pebato reANC neZANU PF. Vazobvunzwapo neStudio 7 kuti munoona kuti iudzo nhumwa dzanga dziri kufa dzanga dzapinda muZimbabwe dzaifanira kuona vamwe vanhu here. Taona mai muzvare Zulu vachitaura kuti havakwanisi kunge vachitaura panyaya iyoyo sezvo nhumwa iyi yakabva kumutungamiri wenyika yeSouth Africa vaCyril Ramaphosa. Zvinoreva kuti nhumwa idzi dzakaenda sekutumwa kwadzanga dzaita dzikanonzwa zvanga zviri kuZimbabwe kubva kuna vaEmmerson Mnangagwa dzikadzokera zvakare kuna vaRamaphosa. Saka pari zvino vari kuti pambowanikwa ipo pachipuwa ari kudzwa kuti pazeyewe nyaya iyoyi pakati pevatungamiri vaviri ava. Vozonzwa ivo seANC kuti zvii zvakabuda kunzwa kune vakanga vaenda senhumwa kuZimbabwe. Vozodzoka zvakare vachitaura kuti poitwa sei. Asi muzvare Zulu vari kutaura kuti ivo sebato reANC vachange vari kushanda nebato reZANU PF kuti zvechokwadi zvavari kuona kuti nyaya yeZimbabwe pane manetswa aripo anofanira kugadziriswa. Gibbs.
Yes, lobaba lapa ke esasilaye ubaba uWellington Moyo ukubanda neZANU PF. Baba Moyo, sakwamukela njalo kuhlelo. Sori kuhlupha kangaka. Ye, so akusho ke ukuthi siyabona ukuthi iSADC izama ke ngamandla wonke ukuthi iyenze umhlangano ngomvulo. Futhi Zimbabwe kayikho ku-agenda. Kuhamba njani indaba ukuthi ingefi Zimbabwe ngoba ngayikho agenda. Bebeyakhuluma ngakhonokho okuhluphayo kwele Zimbabwe. Abantu abathi inhlupha ngakho ungangena khona positela ukuthi uhamba njani ngakhona ukuthi abantu bathi bayahlukuluzwa kakhulu uhulumende obandla leZANU PF kume njani khona phoba mona
tuloka manje elesiphezulu ngokungabikhona kwesadiki sokukhuluma ngaleso kwenziwa umhlangano ngoba yonke ezabekisayibona ukuthi bazokhuluma kakhulu bayo kodwa kwamanje ayichinde singayithela umphakathi ukuthi rizikwayo noma kwenzakalani. Okokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu kube njalo izihlobo lokho esikhuluma ngoba ibandla mhlawumbe ngathi sisembusweni ekukhathala ukuphendula abantu. Abantu kube abezwa babekhuzwa. So ma bekhuzwa bengibizwa ngikwazi bayokontrola umphakathi kube njalo ngeke sibayekele abantu bebhizi lokhu esinabo kube esimeni esiua esingaka. Okungakuthi manje sinomkhuhlane wekorona abantu kabezwa bathi wahlalane ezindlini yakubona dube. Ikhonzakala esikhuluma ngakho dube bani ukuthi hhayi abantu bengakhala bebayahlukunyezwa kodwa ukuthi bayabekontrola dukuthi noma singayinikeza idisipati ngeziot noma singayinikeza idisipatalikizo izabe isikontrola kodwa masi bendlela ebeyisikhuzi yabona dube phela ngele ukuthi ukhuze abantu ingelanendengeza dube ukubanjiswa ngomthandazo amtuyameni kwakhuze dube njengoba amazi onke ebona ukuthi i-south africa yakhona midlalo yathi iyastrayikali iyakhuzwa nigetshiti yabona.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi sithingeke ubaba ebesicela ukuthi angene kunapha enkundleni sizwe ukuthi singamthola yini. Sibona ngani sizamthola kumba so simthole. Sizabe sikhumbuza umlalazi. Ubaba ungayindawo khonapho. So we are trying to talk to you next just sikhumbuza umlalazi. After I say it, we should call him and find out what is really happening in Zimbabwe from him. So he's one of the people who is always contributing to this show. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
No, very fine. Solo sondele simle phone yakho ukhiphe la ku speakerphone stop briefly ngokwenzakala kule Zimbabwe baba.
Yebo,
yeah, so sondela ku microphone yakho. So baba, sikubuzo Mlalazi, briefly ngesikiwa, what do you think about what is happening in Zimbabwe? You see that Zimbabwe is not even on the strategic agenda. While people are complaining bitterly that it should be on the agenda, you know, for one reason or another. What do you think is the case here?
There's only one point from my end to say, even if Zimbabwe can be on the top list of the agenda in SADC, expect our neighbors from the SADC as a region to then decide for our territory union game, because really we are in sovereign space, and I believe that our leaders have the capacity to then sit down. Because if you look at it, when it comes to elections, the old rush, everybody wants to be elected to be a leader. Why can't they do, use the same spirit to rush to say, let's go and solve the problems of our country instead of looking to foreigners to come to our rescue? Let those people who rush to elections rush to solutions today, because we are just an embarrassment. Rather than just an embarrassment, all I would say, let's of all, we seem to the Salama, which is as is Mugama Kwa'apa, before we can then sit down and the world to listen to us. We need to, first of all, do the introspection, because as soon as all these people are moving for SADC to be our rescuer, they're just confused. Myself, I'd rather listen to Zimbabwean people to solve Zimbabwean problems. That's the only way we are going to have a better Zimbabwe. Because if you have a marriage, if you are having a problem with your partner or spouse, if you invite a foreigner or a third person, the solution will be just a temporal. Once you come back together and start again, someone will say, well, because of that person, I ended up coming to this agreement. But then I'm saying, Harare will then study the problems of Zimbabwe, and we stop this thing of being tribalist again.
Yes, kwenye tukupaya nasi ndebele kono kwa mamasi chani sivini kwa tukuluma hako wa mlalazi.
Ya, inference kwa kisi ndebele nasi kwenye skolo kwa kulmi na kubisana kwa tukuluma kwa mamasi ndebele mkani niti mina kukwana wami, izwe la yeti abantu magdibimela kutupangene kule yonto awa iglisa kukeli zonke 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 akwesikhalela ukuthi ngabe isadla sibe yiyo esiyisizela kithi eZimbabwe. Mina ngibona ngani ma like now we need to look at the last year 2023. The one who is there was so much money, so much money that how many times? And the other one is that we are telling the same. We know more than one who is here and are going to make your file thing. But even the room where I'm standing, I'm not doing anything at this level. I'll soon make my daughter so star a pants in the pocket of four. Who is a town to come and visit the bar? No, but in Saturday, you can't in Saturday, in Saturday, my mind, and this is a long time before the Saturday. About 20 years after the Nani, but Tatayo, but they don't follow us about 30 years about. So I told you, it took me to the 11th day of the South Africa. Nabanabantu, other South Africa, Abantu, Naroni, I don't want to ask in a standard of you.
Yes, I think we're joined by another guest, and that is Miss Barbara Tananyua. Tananyua, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. How are you?
We are all well. And tell us, what do you think about what is going on in Zimbabwe? Briefly,
very
briefly.
Most of the world is now aware that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe, despite the fact that Mnangagwa keeps on denying, Mnangagwa and his family, they keep on denying that there is a crisis. It's always like that. When people, maybe a couple is fighting, there's always the one who is wrong, who always just to say there's no problem, we are okay. Whereas the victim, it will be silent. Even if the victim wants to speak out, the victim will be silent. That's what's happening in Zimbabwe now. We are seeing members of the opposition party, MDC Alliance, to be specific, being arrested, being harassed, tortured, and also members of activists of the civil society. They also are being harassed. Journalists are being harassed. Everyone. And it is being harassed, except the MDPT. We are so much worried why the MDPT is not even touched, and yet it's an opposition party. We are saying Mnangagwa should come out in that denial conflict and admit that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe. Hospitals are not functional. People are suffering. Poverty is rising every day. Workers are complaining, they are not getting what they want, what they are supposed to get. There's chaos in the industries, there's chaos in the economy, there's no money in the banks. There are so many, many, many problems. That, when a president of a country stands there, they start saying there's no crisis in Zimbabwe. I found it to be very, very upset.
Thank you very much.
It's really...
Yeah. Thank you very much. Marvelous. Maybe chip in there.
Neno kana mai tanyanyewa vari kundinzwa vataure nezva kutaura kwavari kuita kuti vari kuona sei zviri kuitika muZimbabwe parizvino.
Ndinotenda Mandela dziri kuitika muZimbabwe zvinorwadza marwadzo chaiwo ekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe muZimbabwe aunongova mamiya mamira nerombo vanhu vari kutambura tiri kuona vanhu vari kushungurudzwa vanhu vakada kuti vataure vari kunyaradzwa tiri kuona hurumende iri kushandisa COVID-19 regulations kudzvingirira vanhu kumbunyikidza vanhu kuti vasataura zviri kudhunha dzavo tiri kuona vanhu vari kusungwa vanhu vebato rinopipisa zvikuru sei reMDC Alliance tiri kuona vanhu vari kusungwa tine vanhu vanosvika 167 vakasungwa kubva musi wa 28 July kusvika nezuro the next achiwa iye mudzimai wemunhu wemutungamiri weMDC wekubhuru akanga aenda achinotsvaga murume wake kumapurisa achibva asungwa saka ndomararamiro ari kuita vana veZimbabwe macivil society maactivisti vari kusungurudzwa vatori nevatapi venhau vari kushungurudzwa saka nyika haina kumira zvakanaka zvinongotifadza nezvekuti nyika yose yakuziva kuti muZimbabwe mune dambudziko tinoona chero nehistori iri kuitika iri kuendera iri kuti Zimbabwe lives are not vanhu vazhinji vaakuziva kuti muzimbabwe mune dambudziko anangani emazoni munangagwa nevanhu vake vezanu vari kuramba kuti muzimbabwe hamuna dambudziko naizvozvo tiri kutarisira kuti munangagwa angebuda pachokwadi abvume kuti akonewa nokuti katarisa chero maministries ake ese ari kukonewa minister of finance ari kukonewa ministry wehealth ari kukonewa ministry wesocial hempen chaiyo ari kukonewa nokuti vanhu vari kutambura vanhu vatambura vanhu vari kunonga sese nemuromo makina.
Yes, let's get to the ZANU-PF member who is here, Ubaba Wellington Moyo. Well, Wellington Moyo, where is the one back Kuluma? I'm going to go to the Kuluma. I'm going to go to the Kuluma. I'm going to go to the
Kuluma. I'm going to go to the Kuluma. Onga ukuthi kuhlupheka kubhek Africa yonke ongabakuza kondeliphi yakhona bahlutshwa yini ke so thina njengathi singapha lathi sobuya sibheke okwethu kuhlupheka singeke sibheke kwabanye amazwe kukhona omunye lapha nobe wabaleka futhi wawakhuluma ngathi lathi ngathi kunokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu lapho ngathi kuthiwe mhlawumbe bayabotshwa for example ukhona ijournalist engiyabhala something wrong understand after that mawuyitoye follow up uthole ukuthi lo muntu ubhala izinto ezingekho and uthi uyanotice again ama opposite parts do they want to treat by as a king like ama king bafuna ukuthi umuntu engenza noma yini ayekelwe kanjalo njengafuzwa mhlawumbe ngabo you understand that boya bakhuluma ngakhona kuqonde khona ukuthi bafuna konke uwathwa la umuntu akhona efuna uziphatha njengentandane ukuthi ngoba engafuzwa kuyathiwa ngoba sehlumeza intandane kodwa kufuze benotice-ke abantu kwala ukuthi into engeke izenzekekele ukuthi abantu they must follow the rules and laws imithetho yonke into understand that too yabonga tu.
Yes, so ke kodwa ke abantu bayakhala bathi vele akulo nto elungileyo elizweni wena uyatsho ukuthi hayi abantu abaningi babhekana nezinto ezifanayo emazweni athiyeneyo kodwa abantu bezimbabwe bathi abantu babotshwa mahlayana nje baba moyo kuyini okwenza ukuthi abantu bephonge ubotshwa nje so kungani kwakhumbuza isikhathi sekhukurawundi so khonapho ke yikho kuhlupha abantu ukuthi bathi a-a ini okwenziwa libandla lezanupief kubi kakhulu phendula khona kusizo babo
yebo duke ikhokotane ngikushileyo ukuthi abantu ama-opposite party kakhulu ababotshwayo bengabotshwa abantu labana ne bafuna ukuthi bephathwe ezikama-kings and queen yabona kanjalo kanti i-whitelist thina siyabopha noma ngubani dube dube umuntu ofuna umthetho uyabotshwa dube i-freedom of speech ikhona dube ne kodwa into esingayivumeliwe ile yokuthi umuntu akhulume ngeke nze ngikhulume lelo gama mhlawumbe ngathi mhlawumbe afake nenhlamba liyarespect into ezifana nalezo kuba ngithi ilizwe likhululekile dube kodwa into esiyifuna ukuthi abantu nibengajoka benze yonke into dube isifane kulungilele kodwa bekhuluma isiqiniso abantu manje there's another journalist engatonde ngiyangifuna ukumqamba nangegamuli ubebhala into ezingekho dube abhale noma yini ethi the end masithi yakubantu bayakulandelela abona nti babona ukubotshwa komuntu bengakwazi ukuthi there's a story behind understand asizinengi i-journalist ziyabhala wathiwe bezibhalayo ngepolitiki ipolitiki ibhalwa game life kodwa kababotshwa wayi zibuze khona loko the masinja bona bangabona umuntu ebotshiwe sesithi yeo uyahlunyezwa ngithi bona mhlawumbe bafuna kuyekela kube semahlangeni amangazi kodwa bona abantu nje behlale besazi ukuthi umthetho ngumthetho dube nami nginje ngabotshwa manje lizothi hayi sebotshi na ngiyabonga dube.
Yes, what Mr. Moyo is saying is that is the law, so people must follow all the laws in Zimbabwe. And this is some journalists are writing fiction, per se. So now, let's turn to the other guest that we have here. So, Baba, we are going to talk about Bakuluma. Okhuluma ngomoyo mama tanyeni
ngiyabonga dube yazi mina kuyangimangalisa kakhulu ukuthi ngizwe ubaba umoyo ekhuluma embambatha izanu PF kangaka and engithemba ukuthi ubaba umoyo ekhonapha lapha khona unezihlobo eziningi kakhulu ezafayo zibulala izanu PF into ayaziyo beyokuthi izanu PF iyabulala and siyabazi abantu ababephambili kungebhufurawundi ngomnangagwa noterensini bofileyo so ukuthi umuntu uvikele ibandla ngenxa yokuthi wena ibandla lakho uyadla uyasuta ebandleni nalelo kodwa izihlobo zakho zidubeka mina ngibona kuyinto edanisayo kakhulu
So ke ume konapo siyabuya kuwe Barbara Tanyanywa sike sizwe ubaba umlala baba umlala so we hear that from the ZANU PF perspective there are no issues at all in Zimbabwe nothing none but do you agree with that you know kind of perspective
okay angibonge ukuthi ungiphala wona politics is for their own language that they use again before I go to that before I touch that, I want to say to my whether it's a sister or my mom, Barbara, it's so nice to hear a voice of a lady standing up and you know getting out of the crowd and saying something. But it's something that you are now defending your own interest, you are defending your party, and Ubabu Morongane is also defending his party.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a little bit of an confusion to someone like me who doesn't visit any party or Kurumela or Buddhist. So, we are mixing up our interest to MDC, our interest in ZANU, and we are going to be able to do it. So, we are going to remind So, I'm going to tell you about the spirit of the time. I'm not going to tell you about the spirit of the time.
Yes, all what Mr. Mdala is saying here is there's need for peace, if I'm not misquoting it. So there's need for some kind of, you know, talks between all the parties so that there could be a permanent, or let me say, some kind of solution to Zimbabwe's problems.
Aiwa, tiri kunzwa hapo kuti vamulalazi vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vanga vakateerera zvazviri kutaurwa nava namai Barbara Tsanyanyiwa veMDC Alliance uyezve navamoyo veZANU PF, asi vamulalazi vari kuti panodiwa kuti vanhu vataurirane pawanikwe paine runyararo, ndo zviri kutaurwa navamulalazi vachitaura ivo kuti vateerera zvanga zviri kutaurwa nemapato ezvematongerwo enyika, asi ivo semaonero avo panodikanwa kuti paite pakutauriranwa pakati pemapato aya powanikwa ipo paitwe runyararo.
So sikhulume nobaba weZANU PF lapha sizwe ukuthi ngasokukhangela konke konoko okwenzakalayo, baba Wellington Moyo uzwile lapho baba umlalazi ukuthi ngcono likhulumisane, likhulumisane umlota ilizwe leZimbabwe liphumelele. Kungenzakala yini konoko, baba Moyo?
Ube ngiyabonga ubaba umlalazi ngoba seze waphendula iqiniso ubaba umlalazi wabatshela futhi ekuseni ngibatshela khona ukuthi ngaphandle kokukhulumisana umlota ayikho enye into esingayikho esingaya kuyo. Enye into Dube angazi mhlawumbe zokwenzeka kabi uma kungathi I think there's another party ziyadingeka ukuthi zibe nabantu abadala abazobazihlalisa phansi ukuthi yes makhona into erong akuhlale phansi kukhulumunyeke kanjalo beyibeke kahle. Angithi uyabona ngendlela abayithathisa ngakhona usuke sebeyithatha fast or kanjani. And another thing into ade ngisho ukuthi bona basuke babhebhekethe i-problem kanti lawo bamaphathi anayo abo i-problem yabona nje. But anything niyabonga inkokheli zonke ezikhona namagesi akho zonke akhona niyabonga Dube kangenza abakomenta ngakhona zizo improve fashion improve akhona baba.
Kodwa ubona ngani kungalungiswa yini abantu bahlale phansi baphumisane umlotho kulungiswa koko kuhlupha?
Kungalungiswa ke lokho Dube singakuthi siyakuvuma futhi siya welcome.
Kungathatha isikhathi esinganani ukuthi kulungiswe bona ngombono wakho?
Sokungathatha isikhathi ngoba Dube the real thing ukuthi okwamanje into ekhona siyabe singathembani ukuthi ngempela show ngoba uzathi ukuthi siyalungisa izinto wathi omunye ukukhona after khona, understand? Because kuyasofuza into lama rules imithetho esikiyo ukuthi okay ngoba amabandla lamabandla lama rules aso kunaminye imithetho lathi kuyamele siyikhansile ukuze sihambelane ngoba asihambelani because of ukwenza kwethu. Angithi labo laba balama terms and conditions up nathi sinama terms and sofuza sikhipha amanye nathi sikhipha amanye sibone ukuthi ayabhasa and then okay we move forward kanjalo.
So, Mr. Tsanyanyiwa, can there be any reconciliation between all these feuding parties?
All right, there can be reconciliation. Maybe first of all, I would like to maybe to talk about what Mr. Mlana has just said. I am the special spokesperson for the MDC Women's Assembly, so I speak on behalf of MDC. In the MDC, we represent the people, we represent the majority, we represent workers, we represent women, we represent men, we represent youth. So what I'm saying here is the problems that are affecting the majority of the Zimbabweans. So I will not be shy to talk about representing MDC because that's what I am. And to blame us, to say we are just like ZANU-PF, he also has got his party, of which I know, I can even guess which party belongs to. No one is neutral in Zimbabwe. The moment you say you are neutral, it's a lie. There's no one who is neutral.
30 seconds.
Yes. We have a position already. We are ready for negotiations. We are saying we want a transitional authority whereby all the people, all the parties are included, not the political parties, but we want everyone, we should not leave anyone, no one behind, just like what the SDG goal is all about.
Thank you so much, Barbara Tsanyanyiwa. Our time is up. Sorry, there's no extra time, Zimbabwe. We have to end the show today on that note. We take this opportunity, we wish to take this opportunity
to take our guests, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, a political activist, Mr. Wellington Moyo, who is a ZANU-PF member, Ms. Barbara Tanyanyiwa, who is also a political activist. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mpanganya, who here in Washington, D.C., broadcasting from my home because of COVID-19, the coronavirus.